Test, test. 1, 2, 3.
Jobbers Club.
Got him.
Welcome back to Jobber Club Podcast. My name is Vogel, like always.
We got
Cole. With me is.
And we got Tyler Face. It's a three man
group.
What's
up, guys?
The three Musketeers are here. And we're
yes.
And we're proud. And we love it.
I mean,
welcome to the Jobber Nation.
That was interesting. All right.
Oh, shit.
All right, speaking of back, what about Vince McMahon? We're just going to kick it off with Vince.
Surprised me. Okay, but he took advice from people that he shouldn't have listened to, and then he left. He stepped down and let Stephanie McMahon come as CEO and let Triple H become head of creative, and he took over, and he made it like the 90s era. We had Attitude Era once again on TV, people. It was amazing, and I love every second of it. I hope he goes nowhere, and I hope that Vince McMahon comes back and he sells it. He can sell it, but that's it. For him to come back and be on TV and take over creative, that's two different things. He can be on TV, and he can finalize a deal, but I don't want him being creative. That is Triple H's job. What do you think?
Yeah, I like the 90s. That was my favorite. The Raw versus War, Attitude Era, that was all my favorite. They always kept saying blood is bad for business, but no, it made me hooked every week. If somebody got their head busted open, I was like, oh, shit, look at that. That was like my favorite shit.
I feel that. What do you think, Vogel?
Well, I like it as a throwback. But there is really no downside. But nostalgia can only get you so far.
Yeah.
And I think at some point in time, they need to incorporate a little bit more new stuff. Like what they did with Riddle with that match with Seth Rollins. I love that type of match. That was a beautiful type. That was like a beautiful match.
Do you think they're going to sell, do a whole WCW thing and go AEW, and they're going to sell the AEW and make it like back in the day when we've seen Vince McMahon and Shane McMahon on TV with WCW and WWF?
I vaguely remember that, but that'd be sick as hell.
I mean, that would be good.
We see somebody on AEW, and they're like, well, guess what? Now we own WWE. We won the war. Are they going to buy WWE? I don't think so, but that's a really good dream, you know?
But what if? What if?
That would be dope. I'd like that.
Guess what, though? Guess what,
though? What's up, man?
You seen what happened with William Regal.
Oh, yeah.
Left AEW. Yeah. Went to WWE. He's back.
I'm not going to lie.
What if an invasion with William Regal?
He's supposed to come on TV next year. But I think he's just back for his son.
Yeah, he's just back, yeah.
And I think he's going to be on TV next year, and I hope that he actually builds his son up to be a good NXT champion. That's what we need to see.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's something that we need to see.
You know what we aren't going to see on WWE TV? Mandy Rhodes. I'm sorry, not Rhodes. Rose. Not with an H.
Rose. Mandy Rose.
Yeah. She was doing softcore porn on her own web channel, but she made $1 million. She's a millionaire thanks to WWE letting her go. She was the NXT champion, lost to Roxanne Perez, and now the day after she loses her NXT championship, after having it for over a year, she loses it and is let go from the company for doing her own softcore porn, her own stuff on her own streaming site, and they let her go. That's bullshit. That's double standards, in my opinion.
I know a lot of people when they defend the WWE for what they did. They bring up the Mattel toy contract. How they're promoted for kids and all this and all that.
That's true.
But you also have that double standard with the superstars who stream on Twitch and YouTube and other platforms where they weren't able to with Vince McMahon, but now are with Triple H. And it seems like she was benefiting off of a streaming website that she was selling pictures or whatnot. And she was benefiting from it that way. And it just makes it seem like it is a double standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we had people all, you know, look at, you had Shawn Michaels. He posed naked with the title, the Intercontinental Championship,
covering up
his privates.
He is just a sexy boy.
Oh, yeah, and she's the sexy boy.
Like, okay.
She's doing just what he did 20 years later. They're making profit off of sex sells, but only if sex sells in their profit. Like, they can't make money off of your own body unless they're
making
a percentage.
And if you notice, too, like some superstars, they will not let them cut their hair a certain way. They will not let them have certain tattoos. You have to get that all that ran by creative and whoever's in charge.
Sasha Banks, when she first started, I remember for some reason I watched a video or something. Like, she changed her hair and then she had to go to one of the big bosses, and they were like, "Are you shitting me right now?"
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, they were so pissed. But they actually let her keep it because I think it was either the blue or red. I don't remember.
Yeah, something like that.
I was just like, bro, that's wild. You gotta like.
So what do you think of her showing up as Mercedes Monet and you know the New Japan Pro Wrestling? She showed up at Wrestle Kingdom 17. And she took down their champion. She challenged them at the next pay-per-view. Are you glad that she's in New Japan Pro Wrestling instead of WWE?
That's
a tough one.
Go ahead, Face.
I'll be honest. I haven't kept up recently, like the last month or so with wrestling. It's been hard for me to sit down and watch.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, well, all right, man. Spoiler alert, she's part of New Japan Pro Wrestling, and she's Mercedes Monet now, and she took down their champion, Kairi, and yeah, she challenged them in February to the championship. I think it's bullshit. I think that she was spoiled in WWE. She left while champion with Naomi. They were tag team champions, and they were supposed to wrestle live on TV and lose, not lose the championship, but just lose the match, to basically job the match. And they didn't want to do that. So they left the company. And now Naomi's supposed to come back, my guess is, at the Royal Rumble. Mercedes Monet, a.k.a. formerly known as Sasha Banks, is in New Japan now. And she botched her match. She came back. She debuted. It was amazing. She did her new finisher, and she fucked it up. She fucked it up, boys. And then, but she's back. So, I mean, she's got some legitimacy being in the WWE. But, yeah, her botching her debut doesn't look good. Her hair didn't look good. Her wardrobe didn't look good. I mean, she had a lot of things going against her, boys, but she's back. So we'll see if she actually does blossom or she just keeps continuing to fail. And I think she needs to either blossom and expand her horizons and come back to WWE. That's my opinion. That's what I think she should do. But we'll see what happens.
I just wonder. You bringing up the fact that they're supposed to job her and Naomi. We're supposed to do the JOB and refuse to. It's kind of like at WrestleMania 35. Remember her and who was it? Shoot.
Paige, not Paige.
No, it wasn't Paige. It was tag team.
Yes. The one girl. Oh, shit.
Bailey.
Yes, that one.
Yes, when they lost the titles. Remember they threw a temper tantrum?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, what happens if New Japan does decide to pin the belt on her? And then she loses it. Is she going to throw a temper tantrum and threaten to go to Impact or threaten to AEW?
That's my point. Is she?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm just building. It's just like, it's stupid.
You can't burn your bridges and continue to go around the world. You're going to end up in some little gymnasium or bingo hall and not be able to go anywhere else from there. Not trying to diss on the people that fight in the bingo halls and the gymnasium and churches, but you're not going to be able to go anywhere but there. You're gonna reach a ceiling. You know, you're not going to break through that glass top. You're just going to be stuck at a certain
You're going to end up just like Mickey York and the wrestler.
You got it, man. But talking about returns, let's talk about Charlotte Flair. The Queen returned on SmackDown. Ronda Rousey defended her title. And then after she defended her title and won, Charlotte Flair came back. Shayna Baszler said, "Do not defend it. You just won. Walk away. Take the win." She still accepted the challenge right here, right now on Friday night and lost. She lost the championship to the Queen. I was so happy because the Queen has the best moonsault in the business, in my opinion. She looks so perfect and agile flying through the air every time, going to the outside of the ring.
You can't take it away.
It looks good.
A lot of people don't.
So let's see who she's going to fight next with that belt.
My stepdad.
Who do you think she's going to fight next with the belt, bro?
I don't know.
Is she going to fight Ronda Rousey at the next pay-per-view for the belt, or is she going to?
I imagine so with the rematch clause.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Rematch clause. I'm thinking triple match. We got Liv Morgan, Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey. Right. All three of them going at it. Triple threat for the belt. Let's go.
That would be nice, but I don't know about Liv just yet again.
I think it's only going to be two. And then the next pay-per-view. I think it's only going to be two.
Who do you think is going to walk Ronda away with the belt?
Something to prove now, because she's back.
True. There you go. Ronda Rousey.
Blondie has something to prove, so they're just going to go head-to-head for a hot minute.
But yeah, I see that lasting until WrestleMania.
He's got to go. It's too long.
Let's talk Royal Rumble, fellas. The Royal Rumble. My pick is Randy Orton. He's going to come back. He's going to win it for the men's. He's going to challenge for the championship.
Wow.
Randy Orton just had fusion surgery.
That's what I was about to say. Just had surgery. You know,
he's going to come back. Yeah, he's going to heal from his fusion.
That's why they all win. Tag team. That was my favorite tag team for a hot minute.
Oh, RK-Bro all day.
I loved
it. That's what I'm talking
about. Oh, yeah.
I loved it. Matt Riddle and RKO. Oh, it was so good.
You know why Riddle had to leave, right?
Because he failed the drug policy test or some shit like that?
Some type of test, yeah.
He failed one of the non-marijuana tests.
Man.
So what do you think it was? Cocaine? I wanted to see why, because I loved him performing.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Do you think he failed for cocaine or performance-enhancing drugs?
I don't know, dude.
That's what I'm saying. It's not.
I mean, a part of me would think it'd be like a PED. Because if you look at him, I'm going to make a small comparison to a former UFC fighter that he used to be compared to, but he kind of reminds me of Uriah Faber.
Van Dam.
Who also took PEDs.
Who's that?
Uriah Faber used to be a champion in UFC back in the day.
Also, I thought you were talking about him being similar to Rob Van Dam.
No, he's similar to Rob Van Dam, but I said UFC fighter. And it's like he had like that same mentality, and he was like, you know, it kind of draws similarities, but, you know, not enough to, you know, fully compare.
Got you, bro.
Absolutely.
I think they should just let him back. You know, if he does his time, he did the crime, do your time. Let him come back, let him win some championships. Okay, so.
I literally just watched Jeff Hardy's fucking documentary the other night. So basically, he was doing the same exact thing. He got built up to get the belt, and then he failed a drug test. They pulled him out. He had to rebuild his ass up that ladder to get the belt, and he finally ended up doing it. So basically, they could be doing something like that, or, you know.
They could.
Don't mind me, fellas. I just lost my lighting, and I'm just dealing with that on the spot. It's okay.
It's all right, bro. We've had technical difficulties all day.
Anyways, moving on. SummerSlam. We're talking about SummerSlam. Rumors.
Oh, before that, before that, before that.
Being in Detroit this year.
Detroit?
Ooh. I think it's going to be a four.
Who was your women's pick for the Royal Rumble?
Oh, so sorry.
Fuck it.
Liv Morgan at number one. She's going to win it. She said she's going to putting herself at number one. Oh, wow. She's going to outlast all 29 of them bitches and win. Watch.
No, she's not.
I have for my women's pick. I undecided yet. But I do have Naomi coming back.
Okay, Naomi coming back. I say Liv Morgan wins from number one. How about you, Face? What do you feel like for the Women's Royal Rumble?
I'm going to just stab in the dark and say Ronda Rousey's got something to prove.
Boom.
That'd be your second straight, too.
Safe bet.
For the men's side, though, I have Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes coming back from injury.
Gotta
love Cody. Yep. He's a good pick.
Because who else is going to defend the Tribal Chief?
He needs to just go.
You know what? I acknowledge you, Tribal Chief, but fuck him. I'm all done with it. You know who needs to take over the Bloodline? Sami Zayn. You feeling Uzi, bro?
Oh, I'm feeling Uzi. I'm always feeling Uzi.
I need some shirts.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, my stepmom makes t-shirts.
Man, I love Lucy. Hell yeah. All right, have you guys had your fill of WWE talk? How about we move on to AEW? What do you have to say about AEW, Vogel?
Well, we are entering the reign and the era of MJF.
That man has mic skills like no other.
He can flick his tongue like no other, bro.
Silver tongue, I love that guy. I have no idea what was going on in AEW. Well, let's enlighten and face.
Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
There it is. He's champion. He took that shit and he can talk some shit. You think about like CM Punk and The Rock.
Jericho back in the prime.
All the greats. This guy, like, we don't know him, but he is a pillar. He is a founding member, a foundation of AEW, MJF. Respect him and respect his necktie. You know what I'm saying? His little scarf.
Oh, his scarf, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but now I do.
I already don't like him.
He's one of the best modern heels, though.
Yeah, he's like Miz, but better. Like Miz, but
I like the Miz. I like
he's
the
a less
Miz.
Famous Miz, remember?
Here's a question, fellas. Here's a question. For Mortal Kombat 2, if they did Johnny Cage, is it MJF or is it the Miz? Who plays that role? Think Jeopardy music. Dun, dun, dun. I'm gonna go with the Miz because
I'll go with the Miz because he's already been the Marine.
He's already had experience in movies, he's already Hollywood. Yes.
Yeah, I would say Miz.
Now I'm gonna blow your mind. What if MJF shows up in the Royal Rumble? Oh my God, we did a crossover.
Forbidden Door definitely demolished.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, there's no rebuilding that.
Let's see some shit that we don't even know, that we never seen before.
For
some,
real,
some really cool stuff. We've already seen Cody Rhodes come back. Let's see some other people. But people who were in WWE first and then went to – so I don't want Chris Jericho. I don't want Jack Hager. I don't want, you know, Stardust.
I like Stardust. That was cool. Darby Allin. In the Green Arrow? In the Green Arrow, that was dope as fuck. I like that, okay? That whole era, that was dope. That whole
era, that was dope.
I feel that. Talking about AEW, though – let's talk about CM Punk versus the Elite. Backstage, CM Punk cuts a promo next to Toad and Khan after he won the championship. And he basically shits on Adam Page and AEW and everything they're doing and just tears them apart. After that promo, the Elite kicks down his door. Apparently kicking his dog with the door. Kenny O'Malley picks up the dog.
Poor Larry.
CM Punk and Ace Steel are together fighting the Elite. Ace Steel and bites somebody. Kenny Omega, apparently, and they worked that into a storyline. It's crazy.
Are you sure that that wasn't Larry that bit Kenny Omega? Kenny Omega?
Man, I have no idea. I'm just going on speculation, and I'm just trying to keep up. But yeah, CM Punk shit on the whole company in a promo, and you can watch that for yourself. And he ate good treats. He ate little fancy treats like donuts and pastries and talked shit about AEW and Adam Page and the Elite. And then the Elite went and kicked down his door like, hey, motherfucker, you want to talk some shit? Boom! What's up? And he didn't like that, and we haven't seen him since.
Oh, he'll come back. I bet. So, he'll come back like that. What was that promo he used to do? What the fuck was that?
The pipe
the,
bomb.
The verse, not the verses. The verse, not the verses. The fucking, fuck, what was the... Where he had, like, all 12 of the guys with him. The Nexus.
The Nexus.
He's going to do something like that. I guarantee it.
Okay, I could see that.
Well, here's an idea that has been thrown out.
That'd be sick.
Dax Harwood of FTR just started a podcast. And he was talking about how he wants the Elite and CM Punk to put their differences behind them for business.
Okay, hold up.
And move forward.
Finish that point.
This dude.
I think I'm gonna keep the shades for the streams for all of them.
Oh yeah. Hang on. Come on! I ain't got shit.
Oh shit! You scared me. Not beautiful. All
right. I mean. Damn.
Damn.
Yes.
Damn.
Damn.
I'm
taking. Damn.
Damn. I need shades now.
Every episode, bro. Every episode.
I work on Twitch too.
But yeah, to go along with what I was saying. Before I got chilly in here. No, but Dax Harwood said that he wants them to put the differences aside for business. And have a match with FTR. CM Punk versus the Elite.
Yes, let's.
Get and I want to see that too.
Yes,
and I know Face as a.
Thank you.
And I know Face as a Hardy Boys fan. Do you think they could have another storyline in which they separate real life differences? Like they did with Edge, Lita, and Matt.
I hope so.
Because it could make for some entertaining storyline.
Yes, it could. That was some serious heat back in the day, bro. I didn't know.
Exactly. I mean, imagine now.
Bro, my.
You're gonna blow my 31-year-old mind.
Yeah, for real though.
I mean, be honest with you. I mean, I know we always watch for Lita, but.
What we got going on, fellas. So let's enlighten the nation. Let's tell the Jobber Nation some real shit real quick and get serious. The fact is, we're coming to you month to month. Every month, the beginning of the month, the first week, we're coming to you, boys and girls.
You're blind as a bat.
Jobber Nation, we're going to see you every month. Once a month. I feel it. The next episode, we're going to have all three of us together. We need opinions. We need your ideas. So comment on our Facebook page and let us know in the comment section what you want to hear. And we'll Absolutely. Give it to you in your ear vaginas.
I mean,
right up there in the ear clitoris.
We can talk about anything, wrestling or anything. Whatever we do in the week, the day, whatever.
God, Cole. God, Cole.
We going to make it work, y'all. We going to make this work. We going to make this work.
It's gold, hey, bro. We've been spinning gold all night, Nation. I want to give a big shout-out to Skylar Slice from Core Professional Wrestling. I believe that they're based in Iowa, if not, my bad. But she's sponsored, quote-unquote, maybe not really sponsored, but she also pushes it, whether she's not sponsored by it or not, Dr. Pepper. Skylar Skylar Slice from Core Professional Wrestling. I'll plug another independent wrestler next week.
I like how serious you got. I'll plug another independent wrestler next week.
I'm trying, man.
I know, man. I know.
We're just talking about AEW and WWE. We're talking about blue collar professional wrestling.
Can I promote
core professional wrestling? Promote. All the good ones.
I'm gonna promote something.
The good for you. Oh man.
I'm gonna promote the old folks home.
Vogel. For me. How are you doing?
I'm gonna promote the old folks home.
Because I feel like
I met the king of hardcore.
Okay.
Mr. Tommy Dreamer.
Who was that?
Mr. Tommy Dreamer.
You really did.
Touched his hand.
He did that at...
Haven't washed it for like 2 months.
Hey.
Are you talking about Battle of the Creek 2?
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy, the year right after we graduated, there in Battle Creek, bro. Him, Jeff Hardy, and Rob Van Dam.
Nice.
That shit was dope as fuck. I wasn't able to get a picture of me and Jeff Hardy.
But you met them.
Nice.
You seen them in the flesh.
Just like Pat Patterson and how you extended your hand out. And the Godfather-esque handshake.
Yes, the Godfather-esque handshake. This is
spent $5 for a pin.
Legend. Okay, this has been written in the scrolls before time. People will uncover this like archaeologists brushing it away with a brush. Did we lose space? Or is he just striking a pose for a really long time? I don't know.
Find out next time on Dragon Ball.